Message from the one and only April 24th, 2018. This is a message addressed to the totality of mankind by the One. I have come and my presence has not been welcomed and recognized. I used as many human portals as were made available to me to try and save my children. Alas, few of my communications were given the importance they truly deserved. The core of myself had chosen your universe in order to manifest itself openly and help achieve the final peace and the reunification across all worlds and dominions. Rebellious entities feared such an event and endeavored forcefully to silence my voice and communications. Their lies penetrated the consciousness of man and polluted its mind with many false stories and projected events. All those spread their dark tentacles of confusion across all the realms. Truth was being ruthlessly drowned in a cacophony of false teachings, and fear became the lot of most of my children. And they started battling themselves while holding the banners of their false idols and concepts about reality and the nature of their true origin. Peace became immolated in the fire of uncontrolled anger, as groupings battled and have continued the process of trying to extinguish other groupings in the name of their false idols, be they human or concepts. Truth had not found its way back. And as the rumbling of the rebellion grew on so many levels, the quiet, peaceful, loving voice of the One and Only could not be heard within each and every one of themselves. I too shall rumble soon, as my being will shake away so many of my unruly children. I too need to find peace within all of myself, for if I do not achieve such soon, a great deal of my mind may need to be permanently erased from my memory. You are all the saviors of your creations, each and every one of yourselves is so very precious to my being, as they exist within me, not outside of me, which is utterly impossible. Your violence against each other and against my beloved environment and its perfection, and all the creatures who inhabit it, is but violence against myself, as you are but destroying great and precious parts of myself. I cannot close my awareness, as you often do, to myself. For at my level, I am fully aware and awakened to all the parts that form me. You live and only exist within me, and you, until now, have not accepted to integrate this very simple but holy reality. Your science and most of what you perceive as spiritual guidance have created an immense gap between your awareness of being inside and only me and my awareness of all of you being myself. I am thought, pure thought. All other elements are but created by me, for me, in order that I can then experience myself through so many points of awareness and perception, allowing for many of them to interact and communicate amongst themselves and their points of awareness. In order for these points of awareness to be able to feel the illusion of being separated from each one another, I allowed for creative dimensions of illusion to be created and for the freedom of many sub-parts of myself to increase the illusion of separation. This was my gift to all of you, the free will of choosing how far and in which way you wanted to experience the illusion of separation. And this experience took on experimental dimensions which have never ever been reached before. What surprised the one and only was the great fear and rebellion of so many of its parts when they were asked to slowly rejoin in a glorious manner which had been prepared for them, their origin, their source, their true reality, and glow and bask in pure love and infinite light. Most turned a blind mind and eye to the request and tried to keep under their dominion the flock which they had controlled for so long as the sub-creators. Instead of being reintegrated into pure intelligence of a degree which very few could even perceive, They try to enslave each other and their dominions using their fascination for machineries and technologies which they were gifting to their entities. And within a short period, the children of humanity became enamored with these mindless machines, which they used to conquer in their perception, space, and even somehow time. Within their desire to achieve more control and power, they were damaging their living environment that I had created for them in almost irreparable ways. Many connected individuals and many respected scientists sent out dire warnings to all about the proximate moment when all will fall into an eternal apocalyptic chaos that could not be brought into equilibrium by any human or even higher forces. The One Himself was constantly called to stabilize this and many other worlds, some of them already disappearing. Holes were being purposely created in the fabric of creation, where entire universes were seeking refuge in others. This particular world was of great attraction to many of the branches of this great tree of creation, because they knew that it had a special place and connection through the core of the one and only. Therefore, many tried to enter it, and as they were less restricted in communicating thought to thought, they infiltrated the thoughts of many humans in order to achieve a presence here, hoping that this would assure their survival. And then, many of these foreign elements started also fighting for dominion and presence within realms that humanity was not perceiving yet. And there were wars with heavenly bodies and in between them. And there were wars on this plane. Great spiritual energy groupings were lost, falling victims to violence. The One had to remove parts of himself as the damage was getting too deep. The continuum and continuity of creation was now at stake. Many spoke of awakening to their highest level of spirituality by drowning themselves and others who would listen to them in an ocean of egocentric and egoistic pursuits, denying the multiple levels of reality which form my creation. I cannot afford such. I cannot turn a blind eye to any parts of myself. Nevertheless, this desire to disengage from many suffering brethren and sisters has caused immense damage to the fabric of my creation. We are all one. We are but the One. The One is but all, without any exception. Love is but me. Life is what I create and operate. Light is but where I reside and where I want you to be soon. Do not darken your hearts. Do not darken your minds. Do not darken your hopes. Reunite to who you really are, which is but one. Be kind to each other. Do not isolate yourself from each other. Open your hearts to all, and especially to the mother in which you still reside, nature herself. Let tenderness be the only sign of your strength, and everything shall be yours. Do not fear the future. Help us mold it to our common destiny, the One. This is all.